Alienated Nation. The New Quest for Liberty. Home Repair Kit. In my travels, people ask me, what can I do? How can I help? This book is designed to awaken you. You are all ready to get off the federal sideshow that has masqueraded as America for more than 80 years. You are ready to hear the inspired voices of the Founding Fathers. You are ready for liberty. Be prepared for a mess. Oh, I don't mean the mess of trying to return to the true path of unalienable rights and the pursuit of happiness. I mean the mess of cleaning out the dark back rooms of the agency government. The things we will find when we shake out the sheets and shovel all the crap that is piled up in the closets into a pile to be burned for safety will be sure to turn your stomach. But, like lancing any festering sore, it must be done to start the healing process. We need new soup lines for the hundreds of thousands of agency government employees who have to learn how to work for a living. They have atrophied and wasted away to a society that cannot stand up on their own, nor can they speak out for themselves. Government has always done that for them. They will need our help and our charity. This time, the charity will be voluntary and not forced at the point of a gun. The stimulus to the economy of the world will be phenomenal. Trillions of dollars in value will be released to the market to begin moving again, with tens of thousands of regulations out of the way, such as tax codes and the nationwide blockade on small businesses. The liberty of America will swell forward like the collapse of a Nordic ice dam. The pent-up flow of commerce and progress and innovation will come out of the mountains as the word of God flowing from the bowels of the earth. Here are a few things you need to do. Slowly, very slowly, get your cash out of the bank. It is not safe there, because the patient will go through withdrawal convulsions. Trillions of dollars of your savings and checking account money is being high-frequency traded by your bank, whether or not you are watching. It is exceedingly margined, and when the currency collapse occurs, you will lose all your money. Just like the folks at MF Global did when John Corzine and his cronies absconded with their depositors' funds. You don't want to be financially anywhere close when the wailing demons of the agency government come spewing out of the throat of America as it gasps for new life. You may want to change some of the cash into silver coin. Stay away from gold, especially certificates. They're worthless unless you have the actual metal in your hands, and gold is too valuable, and private ownership of it will likely be outlawed again once the fact that Fort Knox has nothing in it but IOUs is revealed to the world. Buy some simple food storage. I suggest high-density dehydrated foods that you can put in the car or load into a backpack. You might want to store some water as well. I suggest 2-liter bottles. They're tough and won't breathe any flavors into them like a milk jug. Don't buy 50-gallon drums of food, and don't store water in 5-gallon buckets. You won't be able to move if you have to. If fuel or food stops trading for any reason, there will be a hiccup in food supplies. Having some on hand means you don't have to rely on someone else, least of all FEMA, for your care and feeding. Get out of debt immediately, if not sooner. Cash in your 401k and take the 10% tax hit if you have to, but pay off everything you can and sell anything you owe money on except your house. Yes, sell your car. Buy a used one. You can't afford a new one if you can't pay cash. I'm sorry, but it will be this way for about 2 years while things get put back together again. Debt will be slavery. Get free. That includes your student loans. Pay them off in one check. I don't care how cheap the interest rate is, you must get out of debt. Live more simply if you have to. Your 401k will splatter like a daisy smack with a nine iron if you let the financial firms hold on to it. Contact your congressman today by email, website form, or by calling. Tell them you support the declaration of your state's sovereignty from the agency government. They'll know exactly what you mean. Tell them you are watching them and will vote for a constitutional convention to repeal certain amendments and pass a few more to help define what the founding fathers were talking about. Tell them you want the governor to recall all state militia from foreign wars. One more thing. Turn off the news channels. They are propaganda machines designed to herd you like sheep into a certain political corral. Use online news or try communicating with others through mail, email, or blogs to keep yourself free from the company message. If you cannot interact with it, like a phone-in radio program or a town hall meeting, assuming one will actually let your unscreened opinion attend, turn it off. This will dry up the flow of cash to their organizations. Vote. If you are not registered to vote, get registered. Use your voice to vote and convince others to vote. Do not be swayed by the propagandists that resistance is futile. Envision a future where you are free to start and own a successful business or have a good-paying job without some agency telling you that you cannot. Our form of government works better than anything ever tried on this planet, but it won't function if you don't stay informed and use your power to vote. Never give up. We have one last chance to save this republic. If we let apathy win this election, then we will have lost our republic. Send the congressional dynasties home for good. Sweep out their offices. Shred their house of cards, and let's begin again on liberty's pathway to prevent the agency government from ever taking root again. We can do this on our own. We do not need government's help. I applaud you for reading this book. I wrote it for you. I have felt like you needed this for a long time. You had nearly given up hope, but it's all right now. Help is on the way. Peace and joy, my friends. Thank you.